Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to all of our listeners out in Miami Valley and beyond today. So thanks for tuning in each week, folks. You know, I just talked to WHO last week and just asked him about our statistics on the show. And what has been a little surprising, I guess, is that we have got several thousands of listeners that tune into us each Sunday morning.
That's awesome.
It's grown. It is, Tony. It's grown for the past. Well, this is our second year doing the show. And for all you loyal folks out there, just thanks for tuning in each week. Tony and I, you know, we have so much fun doing this show. We keep it fun. We have a really good topic we try to, you know, touch on each week. But again, to all my listeners, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to share the show with any of your coworkers and whatnot, and let them know that you have fun listening, and hopefully we'll continue to grow our audience going forward. But you know what, Tony? Today is a really special day for me.
Okay.
You know, oh yeah. Today today's my anniversary, brother.
Your anniversary?
Oh yeah. You met Kathleen.
Your wedding anniversary.
Yeah. In fact, we had Kathleen on the show earlier this year.
She's been on the show.
So today is my wedding anniversary. And so here we are doing a radio show.
What I didn't even realize that. The announcement comes on the show.
Wow. And you know what? Hey, it's also National Cream Filled Donut Day. So guess
where
I'm taking.
Wait,
oh yeah. National Cream Filled Donut.
National Cream Filled Donut today? All right. Yes. See ya. Oh, I guess I'll come back.
So I guess
I thought I could run out really quick. You made me hungry, and I just thought I better get one today while I got a chance, right?
After the show, I'll be taking my bride for a cream-filled donut at Tom's Donuts, okay? It's a really cool, popular place here.
That's awesome.
So, and you know what? Tomorrow's my birthday. So we got a lot to celebrate.
Right. I did know that. I was going to sing you happy birthday today on the show.
Amen.
Yeah. But you know what? Instead of hearing me sing happy birthday, you know, you've gotten calls on that you and
I have. Yes, I have.
So, so this one's for you for your birthday.
I let off the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best.
That's better than the birthday song.
Listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
That is such a fun jingle, Tony. Oh my gosh. It's one of those that once you hear it, you're all the time humming it. It doesn't go away.
It's a catchy one.
It's fun. It's just a fun jingle. And boy, it ties in nicely to our new theme. And we got a golf outing coming up this coming week with the Chamber for their annual fundraiser. It's going to be at the Beaver Creek Golf Club. And so we have the poker chip ball markers. It's got the new logo of the WHO, you know, Pilot Airways logo, which is kind of a cool logo. It's a vintage look, and like a, you know, the leather helmets, you know. So that's the poker chip, and it's got the WHO logo on the backside. And then we had some coolers made up and some cozies. It's got the new logo on it. So, yeah, should be a fun event coming up.
You got to save me one of those chips. I promise.
I will save you a chip.
Yeah.
And we're also having the guy that's making up the poker chips is also – he surprised me. It's a local guy, TJ's Trophies, surprised me with a complimentary set, beautiful coasters that are a little bit larger than the ones you usually see. And it has the new logo on it as well. So,
Really,
I said, man, these are awesome. I tell you what, I need probably about 100 of these.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're bringing a lot of new clients up, and that will be added to our new client gift package, right?
Yeah, so nice.
It is pretty nice. So really, that's really very cool things.
Well, you are the pilot of the airwaves, and your birthday is tomorrow. And I mean, you look great for 40. I mean, yes. Turning 40 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little bit older.
Love you, man.
I still got a few years. I think you still got a few years on you, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. So, but you know what? We're loving life, and we're having fun, Tony. Doing this show is so much fun. I look forward to it every week.
Yeah.
And we are getting a lot of great compliments. But you know what else is coming up? In light of, you know, we just talked about the show and Pilot of the Airway. September 18th, National Air Force Day is coming up. Okay. Another one of those really cool, you know, momentum events on the calendar. September 18th, National Air Force Day. So we're going to do something kind of cool, Tony. Whoever's listening to the show, whoever is the first caller, no, we're not going to probably answer the phone, but you call us, leave your message, email us, and we're going to send you a complimentary, high-quality 3x5 Air Force flag, okay?
Nice.
For those listeners that are listening to the show, it's going to be a really nice 3x5 flag. Another thing, too, Tony, I want to mention, the September 19th, which is Friday, this coming Friday, National POW MIA Day, okay?
Oh, wow, that's a big one.
It is a big one. So, once again, for our listeners, tune in, email us, give us a call, leave your message. We time and date stamp everything. So the first two people that take advantage of that, we're going to send them a complimentary 3x5 POW MIA flag in honor of, well, you got the Air Force Day, you got the National POW MIA Day.
Wow.
In honor of those that they've not made it home yet. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll send you a couple of flags for the people that want to tune in, email us, give us a call. We'll get some information from you later. Address and whatnot, we'll put those in the mail to you. So
that's just great, Steve.
Just keeping it fun, man. Just keeping it fun, yeah. You know, and honoring those who served. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get and that's 3x5, not inches, that's feet, right? That's a five, full size flag. Yeah.
High quality. It's not the cheap stuff made in China either, Tony. This is nice. American made.
Yeah.
High quality, good. You know, vinyl or a nylon flag. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so you folks really take advantage cool. of that, and we'll get it in the mail to you this next week. So
that's okay. Awesome. Well, today we're talking about how to protect your 401k.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So where do you want to begin with this topic,
Steve? Well, Tony, you'd be surprised how often I meet people that don't have any idea, you know, what the 401k as far as what they're paying in fees. And I get it because these costs are usually tucked away in the fine print. But there's one thing over my course of my career, those fees can add up, Tony. And I know even, you know, we talked about it when I started my career 30 years ago, that was one of the areas that we specialized in was as a consultant working with employers on 401k plans, helping them establish 401k plans so they can attract yep. and retain, you know, good employees. And then, but even back then, there was a lot of abuse taking place on some of the fees, you know, what some firms were charging. ERISA stepped in and tried to level the playing field a little bit, if you would, to make it more fair, I guess. So, but sure. Still, I think it's just important for those folks that are participating in the 401k plan. You need to understand the breakdown. What are the fees and put it in plain English mm-hmm. where you can find it. And that's one thing, Tony, I'll just share this to you. Again, 30 years I've been doing this. Even when folks come to us, they want a second opinion and they bring their statements in, it is very difficult for even me with the trained eye to find what they're charging in fees. Hmm. It's like they don't want to tell you. And so that's one thing we're proud of as a firm, Tony. You know, Schwab is our custodian where assets are being held. When our clients get their statements each quarter, there is a separate statement that shows which portfolio you're in and what the fees that you're paying on that portfolio. We don't try to hide it, Tony. And my clients love that about us because we're very transparent and we're trying to educate people. That's why we're doing the show today. So you can become more aware. There are fees that you're paying. They're not easy to find, but I think it's important to understand what you are paying because there may be something, another alternative, if you would, that you might have available to you in your 401k plan where you can lighten the load, if you would, maybe find something that's maybe a better yield. Maybe the fees are lower. But you don't know, you don't know. We've helped a lot of people try to understand what they have in their plans. What are you paying in fees? And give them some alternative other funds you might want to take a look at within your 401k plan that might even be better for you in your long-term growth strategy. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
sounds good. I mean, after all, 401ks are an essential part of retirement for millions of Americans yes. out there, Steve. I mean,
yes.
And talking about the key ins and outs, I think that's always a good subject for our show. A lot of people don't realize there are fees. What else do we need to know about this?
Well, and something else too, Tony, I'll share. A lot of the platforms have another feature that doesn't often get promoted widely. Say, for example, whoever the custodian is of your 401k plan, they have their lineup of funds, and it's gotten kind of boring, honestly. When I did it 30 years ago, we worked very diligently with each company we worked with. We all had investment committees. And as we did the reviews each year, Tony, think about it like this. If we're building a baseball team, we have 9 players. We want to have the best third baseman, the best pitcher, the best first baseman, meaning that we're going to find the best small cap fund, best large cap fund, bond fund. Each year we work diligently trying to determine, do we have the best lineup? And if we don't, then we're going to fire the third baseman and go find us another third baseman. And that's what we did in our lineup. Well, some of the changes have taken place. They've gotten more complacent. And they don't have as quality of a lineup of funds to pick from. And that's even caused even more, I guess, less opportunity, I think, for growth. But a lot of the providers, Tony, they now offer a thing called Brokerage Link, where you have your lineup of funds. You can then go beyond that curtain, if you would, and go out to the universe where you have more choices to pick from, Tony, where you can now build a strategic portfolio. We've helped a lot of folks do that, Tony. So they now have a strong lineup of strategies, a strong lineup of funds, the ones that have the better fees. We've been very essential in helping folks do those things. And I know some plans have even gotten better. At one time, the maximum, let's say you had $100,000 in your 401k plan, the most you could put in the Brokerage Link, or you know, go through the curtain, if you would, maybe is 25%. Some plans were 50%. What was interesting, I was just on a call last week with a new client coming on board. They're still working. They're going to be working for several more years. We called the company about this Brokerage Link opportunity. Find out that 95% of what's in your 401k plan is now eligible to go pick a better quality of lineup of funds. So you're not just stuck with the funds inside your 401k plan. Hmm. You can find better choices that are out there and build you a strategic portfolio. So we're going to help a lot of people do that. But today we're going to feature an article, USA Today, Changing Jobs, How to Protect Your 401k from Hidden Fees. It does share some great insight, you know, about, and it needs some good advice that we're going to share today with our listeners. So one of the most important things to understand, 401ks, the fees do add up over time, Tony. And here's where it, you know, catches people off guard. If you change jobs, your old employer may have been covering some of those retirement account fees while you were there. But once you leave, those costs may shift back to you. Not all plans do it, but some might do this. And the truth is, many people, they don't even realize this is happening, Tony. So, for example, something small as like a $4.55 monthly maintenance fee doesn't sound like much, Tony. But over the course of your career, that fee can add up to over $17,000 in lost fees, according to this USA article. So that's why it's so important to know what you're paying and to make sure that your dollars are working for you and not against you.
Yeah. And it's eye-opening. I think most people, Steve, would be shocked to hear how a fee that small can snowball into such a big number over time, and the majority of Americans believe they are not paying any fees in their investment accounts, in their
exactly.
401ks or 403bs or IRAs. So they are. Now, some companies do cover, just in full disclosure,
right.
It depends on your company that right. the 401k is at. Sometimes right. your employer is covering those fees. So once right. you move it, you might be surprised. Or if you leave that company and they stop paying the fee, you're like, wow, why am I all of a sudden, where's all this money going? Right.
Right. So, right.
It can be a wake up call. That's why you need to work with a trusted financial exactly, professional totally. Like yourself.
Exactly. Right? And that's the kind of clarity we want our listeners to have, Tony.
Yeah.
So you can make smarter decisions.
Yep.
And you have much more of your hard-earned savings that's going in as much as possible is going into your pocket, Tony.
Yeah.
And let's talk about one of the most practical steps you can take. First thing is getting a copy of your 401k fee schedule. Yes, it's mm-hmm. out there. It's just, they don't openly just hand it to you. So you've got to ask for it. Whether it's an old account you left behind, from a former employer, Tony, or maybe it's a brand new one. You're starting with your new job. Right. You need to know exactly what you're paying. So, and here's the tricky part. Those fee details are often buried in the plan documents, so most people never see them. But, you know, they're there, and your employer is required to provide them if you ask for it. So there's a document, which is, it's called a 404A, well, I call it a 404C compliance, but it's called a 404A-5 fee disclosure. And depending on the type of your plan, you may have a different name, Tony, but, you know, it's just, I want you to be sure to ask for it. They have to provide it to you. It's going to give you a breakdown of what some of those fees are. And even better yet, sometimes, and yeah, this is a lot of high level reading, but every fund that you have in your 401k plan does provide a prospectus. And in that prospectus, it does have to fully disclose all the fees that are being charged, transaction fees, commissions, all those things are disclosed annually in a prospectus. But Tony, if you've got 7 or 8 funds you're investing in, that's an awful lot of reading. It's just easier to go ask for the summary of your plan and what are the fees that you're paying and compare those to what the offerings are. There may be something better that you can be investing in.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are a lot of options out there. And that's good advice because, I mean, most people aren't spending their weekends digging through 401k paperwork and fine print, are they?
No. No, yeah. And that's the thing. It can be overwhelming, Tony. And these fees can have all kinds of different names that I just mentioned a moment ago.
Yep.
Some of them may call it transaction fees, investment management fees, mutual funds expense ratios, administrative fees, individual service fees. And sometimes there's even more technical labels like sub-transfer agent fees or distribution costs. So here's my advice. Whenever you're reviewing your participant fee disclosure, train your eyes to catch any terms that may have a hint in regard to a fee. If it sounds like a charge, chances are it is a fee you're going to pay. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. Part of my role is helping people translate these confusing terms into plain English so you know exactly what you're paying for. And that way you can be in control and be more confident that your money is working for you.
Yeah, that's the bottom line right there. Make sure your money is working for you. And most of us don't have the time or desire to decode a lot of that financial right. jargon that you're right. talking about. So having somebody that can walk you through it, someone like yourself, Steve, that really makes a big difference. So before we move on, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you. Because, Steve, I know you're excited to hear from listeners.
I am.
And you love talking with them, helping them out. That's why you do what you do. And you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, correct?
That's correct. Folks, go to the website, PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. There's a link right on the page that you can schedule a quick call with us. There's also a calendar. You can schedule a meeting to come and see us face-to-face. We have 2 locations, Tony, for maybe our new listeners. We have an office in Troy, Ohio. We just opened up an office in Beaver Creek 2 years ago inside the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce. Better yet, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 937-667-6500. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. What can we do to help you? In fact, Tony, what we do, in fact, we ask them to bring us a list of all the choices you have in your 401k plan. And that list sometimes can be pretty extensive. We then use a tool called Morningstar that we then put all that stuff in the blender. And then it spits out a report showing if you've got 7 small cap funds, 3 large cap funds, 2 bond funds, we now are able to share with the consumer, looking at your lineup of funds you have, these are the fees that they're charging here. And we get into some of the other data. We don't try to make people the expert, Tony, but we share enough information with them. They understand, is this a better fund than this one? Okay. And now they're really prepared to then pick the right lineup of funds. And we also help them also, Tony, a thing called the color of money risk analysis. It's 11 questions that we have you answer that determines how do you feel about the market? If the market were to do this, what would be your reaction? How do you feel about this scenario? So it gives us a score from 0 to 100 that helps determine what type of investor are you. And then we make sure that your lineup of funds that you're picking from is in alignment with your score, if you would. And that is how you should be investing. That way you're not tapping on a coworker's shoulder, asking them, well, what do you think about this fund? Or maybe your neighbor, what do you think about this fund? That's just not the right way to go about it, Tony, because you're simply guessing or throwing darts. And that's just not the right way to approach it when you're really trying to prepare for a future that's going to be something meaningful for you going into retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is huge. Right. I mean, that's what we're all looking for is guidance here. What's next on the agenda today?
Well, again, it's covering the same article, the USA article. It says, including one of the most important things you can do with your 401k, making sure you're not overpaying in fees. In reality, every 401k plan charges something. You can't avoid that, Tony. But what you can do is take the steps to keep these costs as low as possible. It says most plans fall between 0.5% and 2% of your account every year. And here's a good rule of thumb is what it's suggesting. If your fees are over 0.5%, there's a good chance you're paying too much. And so it says, remember, this isn't just about the numbers on the page. Every extra dollar going to fees is a dollar you're not keeping in your account and growing and compounding your money where it's going to grow more net worth for you. And I remember, Tony, a few years ago, about 10 years ago, I went to one of the principals of the firm that we were kind of affiliated with. And I said to them, you know, we need to start offering some alternative investment choices like indexes. The S&P 500 is an index. Well, what's become quite popular over the last 15 years are funds called exchange traded funds, or ETFs for short.
Yeah, ETFs.
The thing is, they're indexes. There are no fees. So I share that because if I can invest the client's money into a strategy where there's no fees, there's no mutual fund fees, there's no 12b1 fees, there's no admin fees, not associated with an index, more of your money is going to, it's working for you. So the principal of the firm said, well, you know, I don't think we should go that direction. And I was really taken back by that, because at the end of the day, we're here to work for what's best for the consumer, Tony. And if I can build a strategy that's going to lower your cost and put more money in your pocket, well, I'm driven to do that. So that was one of the pivoting points of my career that, you know, yes, mutual funds have been popular, Tony. They've been popular for years. Well, in fact, the 70s, when 401ks began, that was the inception of 401k plans, mutual funds became a viable tool to help, you know, novice investors get into the stock market, where you didn't have to buy 100 shares of this stock or 100 shares of this one. You're able to get into a mutual fund with fractional shares, you know, a growth and income fund, and you maybe were investing in 30 or 40 different companies. Huh. And they served their purpose for many, many years. But along the way, there's been innovation. There's been other offers, if you would. ETFs have aligned themselves to have the same type of offerings, if you would, only they're a lot smaller in holdings, and they're like indexes. There's no fees associated with them. So if you can invest in an ETF inside your 401k plan and reduce that cost you're paying to a mutual fund, that's more money going into your pocket. So that's some of the areas we help our folks look for, learn about. Is this going to be a better alternative for you? And if it is, you're going to want to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it, Steve. You're helping people put more of their own money back into their pocket, right?
Yes.
Rather than lose it. Put more money into your pocket. Keep more of the money you made. Save more money rather than having to spend it on wasteful things that's really going nowhere. So that's huge. I think that's a really great point. And these things can make a huge impact, especially over time, right?
Well, it can, Tony. And I mentioned earlier when we started the show that, you know, there might be that form available on your website portal where your 401k plan is located. If not, ask your HR director. Can you get a copy of that document? It may have many different names, Tony. That's the thing. Don't get hung up on that. But just you want to see a summary of the funds you're in and what are all the fees you're paying on each one of the choices. And last but not least, you know, again, call the HR department, call the plan administrator, and again, get to the bottom of it. And they should be able to provide you with that list. Is going to show you all the different choices you have and what the options may be. So, and once you know how to read this, Tony, you can use this information to make smarter choices. So you can't get rid of all the fees entirely, Tony, but right. The thing is you can reduce them substantially. So for example, if you look for lower cost investment options, if a fund has fees greater than what I mentioned earlier, 0.5%, it's worth asking, does it really belong in that portfolio or is there a better alternative? And I mentioned it a moment ago, consider index funds, target date funds. They usually have much lower fees than maybe another mutual fund that you have in your lineup. Use comparison tools online because some of those resources let you stack up your plan's fees against similar ones to see if you're overpaying. And it says here also ask for help, Tony. Your HR team or your plan administrator can often point you toward lower cost options that may be hiding in plain sight. And finally, if you've left a 401k plan behind at an old employer, Tony, I've always said this, don't leave that behind.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing right there, Steve. And this has been a great show. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today's show. It flew by once again. But before we go, let our listeners know, Steve, how they can get a hold of you.
937-667-6500, PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Right on the homepage, folks, there's a link to get on our calendar with a phone call. Better yet, come see us. And Tony, we're going to have to start making the show an hour long. You know,
we can easily fill it.
We just have so much fun. We ran out of time. And I tell you, and Tony, I know people will like our show because when we started 2 years ago, I knew what the stats were on listeners at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's grown by 3 times that what it was 2 years ago. That's awesome. Checked it a few weeks ago. So folks, these that are listening, thanks for tuning in. We always love having you each week. And Tony, I always, brother, it's so much fun to have you as my co-host on the show every week.
Thanks, Steve.
Can't wait to see you next week, brother.
Yeah, the same. And you're a great show host. A lot of great knowledge and information. Very educational. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend Steve Temple with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.